Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. You know what this is. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Praise God. Whoa, we're excited today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, Lord, so many things are happening in the realm of the Spirit. It's magnificent in my eyes. Now, it causes, and for a lot of people, it causes a lot of trouble. For people that walk by faith, it causes inconvenience.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And we got inconvenienced here a few days ago.
Yes, we did.
And for those, of course, you'll see this broadcast later. But we were without power at my house for over 80 hours. At my house, the temperature, Greg, went to minus 4 degrees actual temperature, no wind chill.
And the wind was blowing. It was lower than that.
Well,
but
yeah.
Actual temperature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. See?
That's in Texas.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yes, sir.
So we had a polar outbreak called a polar or an Arctic vortex. And it just swung down the middle of all the way to the Gulf Coast.
Yes, sir.
Everybody had record temperatures. I talked to a very highly experienced weatherman. In fact, he's retired Navy, and he goes to EMIC. I called him. In fact, I was sitting in my car charging my phone. I had the garage door open. How'd you open the door without any electricity? It's got a little handle on it. Opened it about this far and started the car, and I'm sitting out there charging my phone, and I called him. And I said, sir, I don't remember. I said, I was raised out in West Texas, and we had a lot of cold weather out there. But I came here in the last semester of junior high school, finished high school here, been in and out of here all these years. I don't remember ever seeing anything like this here. He said, well, that's because it hasn't happened since, what, 1949? Wow. Hey, it messed up things all over this city, at our home. Glory to God, we didn't have a broken pipe.
Hallelujah.
The headquarters building, that's another thing. And think about this. Here we are in this studio. This is a miracle within itself, man.
Right.
That the studio wasn't damaged beyond repair. But here we are. Just a few days later. Praise God. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. something that actually my daughter, Terry, mentioned this to me, and it got on my heart. So, and I began, it immediately through I'll just call it a shockwave into my spirit. And I immediately grabbed hold of it, and almost immediately I called Professor Stephen because of his knowledge of the first covenant. And that's where it is. But then, of course, you can see it over in the new covenant, the second covenant. It's there. But anyway, the 15th chapter of Genesis. Do you remember the 15th chapter of Genesis, what was happening here in the studio audience? Now, I mean, well, you own that.
Watching at home.
Yeah, that's a good way to say that. Yeah. This is the first of the blood covenants.
Yes,
with Abram. And in the first verse, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. Now, and there were certain things, and they prepared the covenant and so forth, and prophetic things were spoken in that. And God told him then, you will be buried in a good old age.
Yes, sir.
Good old age. And he lived a long time after Sarah died, remarried, and had more children.
Yes. That's right.
So, but now, verse 15, thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age, but in the fourth generation they shall come hither or here again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Not yet full. The sin of the Amorites is not yet full. That was a long, long time ago. Today, we are living in a time when the devil has pushed people and pushed people and pushed people, he always overplays his hand.
Yes, he does.
And I'm convinced of this. Now, let me clear something up here. Greg, I do not agree with the politics of the Democrat Party. I haven't since I've been old enough to know. But then as things increased and increased and increased and increased, and then who, Greg, and when I grew up, abortion was, you didn't even talk about it. The murdering a baby, that was unheard of. Mm-hmm. And today, it's just talked about like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Even celebrated.
Oh!
In some circles.
And it's the celebration of known sin that pushes it to its fullness.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The Bible's going to explain. So who are these Amorites? You got to ask that. The original Amorite is a descendant of Canaan. Now, Canaan is Ham's son.
Yes.
But they became known as not just one group of people. They became known as a whole ideology. It was a spirit of them in the way they acted. They're mentioned, from Abraham's hometown, Ur of the Chaldees. The king of Ur will build a wall to try to keep the Amorites out. Long history, back in the time when Abraham was there. So he knows who these people are. When the Lord said that to him, he knew exactly
what he was talking about.
He knew exactly what he was talking about. I'll show you as this taping goes on during this week that the rabbis will teach us in the Chumash in Leviticus what the sins of the Amorites are and what the people of God, the covenant people, are not supposed to be part of. And once you see that, then you begin to understand what's happening in America, what happened in our elections, and what's coming to pass that hadn't happened yet in the book of Revelation.
Go ahead and just take this, Greg.
Okay. We always hear that God's ways can't be known, but to his covenant partners, to his friends, they are known.
They are known.
Because he's telling him right here. I brought a piece of artwork from Israel with me. It's called a Mobius strip, a Mobius wheel. Sometimes it's referred to as a Mobius ladder. Isn't that interesting? In Hebraic thought, What it is, it's a wheel within a wheel. Now, if you want to know what it says on here in Hebrew, it says, I am that I am. Or I will be what I will be is the literal translation. If I start my hand on the outside of this wheel and I run it down the edge, and all of a sudden it took me to the inside of my hand. I never took my hand off, but I'm on the inside now. And then I'll go, it'll take me all the way around the outside and back up. So it's infinity. It's time. It's a wheel within a wheel. And this is the way they look at prophetic things, not just linear. In Greek thought, we think linear, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, that this is predicted on this date, and prophetically it has to be answered by January 20th, or it has to be answered by that date. That's not the way God does mm-hmm. things. He does things in circles.
Think about what Micah said, yeah. that a baby will be born in Bethlehem.
Yes.
And 715 years later it took place.
That's correct.
So that word from God was alive
yes.
through over 700 years.
Yes.
So actually that word from God controlled armies, it controlled nations, and it controlled all so that Jesus had to be in Bethlehem when he was born.
And so he will move Caesar to do attacks to get that family where they need to be.
Yes, sir.
And so all of these things are interlaced. So in prophetic, another way of looking at time, besides linear and circular, is ascending and descending. No faith, little faith, great faith. From glory, he'll take you from glory to glory. Your steps are ordered. And so they see things more than just one way. They'll see patterns. And so what he's sharing right here to Abraham, or to Abram at this time, is a pattern of the Amorite. And if you'll learn the pattern of the Amorite, you'll understand prophetically and timeline where we are as a nation, because the land is tied to this covenant that they're about to make. In Genesis 15. So what a lot of people don't understand is why God is so slow to judge nations, why he's so slow to judge sin.
Don't you see that, Greg? Is God giving people time to repent?
Oh, it's absolutely right. It's absolutely right. James chapter 5, verse 7, be patient therefore, brethren, until the coming yes. of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for
yes,
it.
Yes, he does.
Because his mercy is that overriding force in his life. And that's what he's waiting on. And that's what our assignment is to be out reaping the harvest during this time. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, let me read you this, verse 1. Know this also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men will be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Boy, that doesn't sound like today. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. And then he gives an instruction to us. From such, turn away.
Get out of there.
Don't be part of this. So we can live in a system that the Amorites seem to be flourishing. And Amorite is a spirit. That spiritual world seems to be flourishing, but we can still live in covenant and be victorious.
Let's take a second here. Uh-huh. I particularly want to speak to the television audience. Always remember this. God loves people. Mm-hmm. It don't make any difference what their politics happens to be. God loves people. Mm-hmm. We love people. This ministry is not against people. Now, we're vehemently against the devil. And we stand against him because the Apostle Peter said to.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's absolutely, the Spirit of God said through Peter, you stand against him because he's like a roaring lion. He isn't a roaring lion. He's like one. Roams about seeking whom he may devour. Well, we're whom's that he cannot.
That's right.
Because we resist him steadfast in the faith.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So when we talk about these things, God was against the Amalekites, but he loved them. Yes. He loves people. God is a people person. For I can prove this. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. Mm-hmm. He so loved the world. Well, the Amalekites and all the rest of them, all down these ages, He loved them all. God has never sent anybody to hell.
No, that's true.
He's put some very wicked spirits in there.
That's true. It wasn't created for us.
No. It's created for the devil and his angels. And then it got twisted around, and then men went there because of, we won't get into that. But I just wanted to point out again, we're not talking against people. We're talking biblical times here. Because when we learn what the Word has to say about it, then we can do something about what's happening in our own lives.
Right.
And we can do something about maybe someone in your family or someone you know is in a different political party or has different ideas. And one of the worst things you can get into is a political argument. Because arguing never changes anybody, it just makes somebody mad.
Right.
And so you just say, well, glory to God, and just don't get into that. So
as you understand all of this teaching, you can understand what happened in the United States last year with elections. You can understand global warming.
Yes, you can.
You can understand all of it. It's all right here in this this iniquity of the Amorite. It appears by studying Scripture to me that He allows this sin and His anger to get to a level to when He gets to a level, then that nation's going to be judged.
Yeah.
And Jesus will judge all the nations. We've entered into a different phase now because what they're acting out here in chapter 15 is going to be ratified by Jesus at the cross.
There's no way He's going to just let things go on and on.
He can't because of His holiness.
Until it destroys the things that He's created.
No, He can't.
That's the reason judgment kept coming on Israel, and He had to get them out and put them someplace in a holding someplace to keep the whole nation from being.
He always has a remnant.
Yeah.
He always has that. So a nation and a group of people will be judged. It'll happen with Joshua here as he's promising to
Abraham. Now, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Greg. Let's talk about iniquity.
Okay.
Lucifer was created perfect, but then iniquity was found in him.
Right.
In my study of the Scriptures over these years and what I've learned, iniquity is doing something wrong, maybe because it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you made a decision to do it. You knew better than to do it. You knew God was against it. You knew it was going to cause trouble, and you did it anyway.
Right. I tell you who had a great understanding of that word is King David. David understood it well. Let me show you. We got time? Psalm 32.
Yeah. Got 5 minutes.
We'll start it, and we'll pick it up. Because you wanted to talk about iniquity here. Let's go to Psalm 32. Beginning with verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Two different things right there, transgression and sin. Mm-hmm. Yet they're all connected. Blessed is the man whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile.
Oh, man.
So now when you look at that, there are three words in the Hebrew for sin, transgression, and iniquity. And they're often interchanged and used, but in our Bible, they'll be translated as sin or transgression or iniquity. The first one is the Hebrew word chata. Chata is most often used for sin, and it means to miss the mark. You've heard that phrase before. It's you take an arrow, you shoot it, and I miss the target. I so miss the target, but that can be done accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, It could be an error. It could be a mistake.
You didn't intend.
No, not necessarily.
Or maybe you just didn't know.
Didn't know how to shoot the thing. you know. The other two words are more serious than chata. The second word is pesha. Pesha is often translated transgression. We just saw it in that verse. Now listen to this. Here's what it means. It's a willful rebellion against a given standard. That was what Adam did. Eve chata. She just missed the mark. She was deceived.
Adam was not.
He was not. It was a willful rebellion against a given standard, a casting off of God's authority. It's going beyond the limits is what it means in Hebrew.
Mm.
I go beyond the limits. I know that that's my timeline, but I went past it on purpose.
Now, that's translated transgression?
That's a transgression. The next word is more serious, and this is the one we're getting to, iniquity. It's a Hebrew word, avan, and it means, it relates to your inner character. This comes from your spirit. All right? It points to an intentional twisting of what God said. Good is bad. Bad is good. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. You're literally going to twist what God says. That's what Lucifer did.
Yes, he did.
He willfully twisted. It's a twisting of a given standard. It's also translated as this, perversion. It's perversion. It's distorting the will of God and the plan of God. And so it's consciously knowing, but it's consciously twisting it.
Okay, the twisting. Think about that. They twisted. That then becomes wicked.
Yes. Now, all of those other things will come out of that. That comes from your spirit.
But what I'm pointing out is that wickedness is the twisting.
Yes.
Wicker. Means wicker furniture is made out of twisted material. It's a twisted life. It's a twisted, wicked, sinful life on purpose kind of just. And most of the time that starts gradually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep yielding to that.
You just keep
yielding.
And
then it becomes part of your spirit, man.
And then finally, that you get to the place where the wickedness looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, I came out on top.
And then you've been given over. At that point, you'll get to a place where you'll be given over to the destruction of your flesh, to reprobate mind. And that's what's happening in the world. And you get mad at people, and you keep using the word sin. It is sin, but it's beyond that now. This goes to the spirit, to the heart of a man. So reading those verses, and I know we got just seconds left here. Reading those verses again. Blessed is he whose transgression, pasha, willful rebellion, is forgiven, whose sin, who's missing the mark, is covered.
So blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not, he doesn't hold against him iniquity.
Perversion, twisted, selfish distortion.
In whose spirit there is no deception.
That's it.
Yeah.
Create in me a clean heart, David will say. Daniel was of an excellent spirit. God looks at the heart. This is what he said when he chose the king. I don't look at the outward the way you guys do. I'm checking to see if that's twisted in here, if he's going to twist my words. And that's what King Saul did.
And we're out of time.
We're out of time. We'll pick it up.
Whew. Glory to God. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand. Glory to God.
Thank
Come on, son.
Lord.
Help us here.
Thank you, Papa. You know, when things aren't going the way you imagine them to go, what do? You have faith in God. Even in the middle of ungodly darkness, you can be protected right in the center of God's will. And whatever the situation may be, trust Him, live by faith, and He will make a way for you.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Instead of ignoring the dangers of the world or worrying constantly about them, learn how to live in the overcoming power Jesus has given you. Get the Trusting God in Troubled Times package with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Don't Stress Out, Trust God, MP3, and the Rumors of War's mini book. In these end times, it's vital that believers transfer their trust in the world system to trust in God. Whether it's political upheaval, financial or health issues, or any other obstacle, learn to cast your care on Jesus, your caretaker. Know that victory is already yours according to the Word of God. Speak out the deliverance of the Lord by faith. Don't let the challenges of life hold you back. Live free from stress and overcome obstacles so you can fulfill all God has called you to.
Live free from the stress and cares of life. Request your free copy of Trusting God in Troubled Times package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go beyond the challenges of life to the opportunities in life that God lays out for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Trusting God in Troubled Times package. Now, God's best is for you to live free from fear and free from stress and the cares of this life and whatever is going on around you. Don't despair. God's Word and His Spirit will protect you, and you can gain confidence in the Word as you listen and read these resources. Now, you may have to do that several times to get it into your spirit, but we know not to get into fear. The Word promises us power and love and a sound mind. So, how do you live in a world that is constantly at odds with what you see in the Scripture? Well, first you have to know who to trust. Jesus is your caretaker, but you have to make Him. You have to make the choice to let Him take the care of your troubles. You need to get this free package, get it into your life. Go to kcm.org and ask for your free copy of Trusting God in Troubled Times package today. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.